Hi, I'm W2P Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Martin Short, performing in Maya and Marty, NBC's fun little variety show here. Mr. Short, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jason.
Now, the season finale is coming up on Tuesday, July 12th. What do we have in store for the finale?
A lot of surprise guests. We have the great Emma Stone, of course.
All right.
Kelly Ripa.
Ripa.
Stone with Jiminy Glick.
You slipped into some Jiminy Glick, yeah. Well, he'll be interviewing her on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So you brought some Jiminy Glick back. Okay.
Steve Martin's on the show.
Oh, that's great. All right, well, back it up a little. Let's say, for instance, our listeners haven't seen it at all, because it's only been on, I think, like a month or two, right? So let's take them into...
It's limited run, six episodes.
Right. So take them into, you know, how this sucker got started. Obviously, you guys are both SNL alums, and you're shooting in 30 Rock, so you guys both know, you know, Lorne Michaels really well. But tell us how, you know, you're both well-known people. How do you go in and pitch this thing and say, hey, this might work?
We didn't pitch anything. Lorne Michaels, it was Lorne's idea. We had done the musical and comedy section of the 40th anniversary, and Lorne had put Maya and myself and Mark Shaiman and Fred Armisen in charge of that section, which was about 20 minutes of the show. And then we did it, and it was successful, but Lorne really responded to our chemistry together and thought that would be a great combination. And he said, how would you like to do a show together? We both said, yeah.
That's awesome.
Then we're doing it at 30 Rock, and that makes it exciting.
Yeah, so shooting in that same building, I think I've seen Kenan Thompson. I've seen some other people wander onto your show. How does that work out? Do you just sort of walk down the hall and say, hey, do you guys want to come on this week's episode?
No. It's more professional than that. Yeah. Kenan is a series regular on that, and each guest is booked. One night, Jimmy Fallon jumped in and made a cameo appearance. He'd also been a guest on the show, but this is a later show. Just because he's literally next door. Yeah. We're both on sixth floor of 30 Rock. He's in Studio 6, and we're in Studio 6A.
Speaking of which, I think you and Maya jumped over on his show, too. I was laughing my butt off at the, what was it, like Windy City Blues? And you guys...
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
No. You have to imagine, it literally is walking 30 feet to his studio.
Wow. 30 feet at 30 Rock. There you go. There's your new title.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome. Well, yeah, tell us, did you grow up, you know, loving variety shows? You know, it's sort of like a thing that used to be decades ago, but are you guys sort of like trying to bring it back, or in your mind, has it always been a viable thing?
Oh, I think it's always existed. It just isn't, people don't use that term.
Right.
You know, if you had to describe America's Got Talent, which is our lead-in.
True.
You'd say, they have a juggler and a puppeteer and a singer and a stand-up. It seems like a variety show to me.
That's a good point, yeah.
Or the Voice, or American Idol, or Dancing with the Stars. It's all, you know, entertainment and performing. That's what variety shows were. Just under one heading of an hour show. But this is more, you know, in the terms of having famous people be the host every week. We haven't seen that for a while.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Have you had a favorite sketch so far out of the six?
Yeah.
Is there one that you just couldn't keep it together?
I tend not to sit back and say, my God, I nailed it. You know, you kind of let people come up to you and tell you what they're like, because comedy is the most subjective thing in the world.
Sure.
People might love Jiminy Glick, and people might hate Jiminy Glick, and it doesn't mean anyone's wrong. It's just subjective.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you don't sit back and look, and you'd rather have people come up and tell you, what has gotten the best reaction? What do most people come up and say, hey, I saw Maya and Marty. That one was great.
They like Jiminy Glick with Larry David. They like when Jimmy Fallon and I played two little kids on Steve Harvey's show. They liked Maya Rudolph as Melania Trump. There's a lot of, we've done a lot of stuff.
That's great.
In these shows.
Yeah. Tell me the genius of Maya. Why is she such a great partner to work with?
Do you know, it is unbelievable. I am someone that if I'm shooting, we have a lot of film pieces in this.
Right.
A show as well. And it's not just all live and in front of an audience. And, you know, I'm someone who always kind of goes to the director. How was that? Should I bring that down? Should I bring that up? What do you think? I like a lot of feedback, and to me it's almost like by luck if you stumble in the right take. She is like Mozart. She just, whatever, she's in a sketch or film, whatever she does, it's perfect. And I've never seen anything like it, really.
For sure.
She really knows how to do it. She also did SNL for all those years, and you hone your craft so well on doing something like that.
Yeah, I think she was in that Very Merry Christmas thing on Netflix with Sofia Coppola, and that was like a variety styles type thing too. So, man,
right.
she can do it all. I love her Beyonce as well. Awesome. Take me into sort of the writing process for each one of these episodes. Because, you know, for us down in D.C., is all these, you know, political people. Take them into a day in the life of writing one of these episodes.
Well, it's all done, you know, in an organized fashion. You have early read-throughs, and that some pieces get discarded, and some pieces go into rewrite. And then you have, on the Monday, before we tape on Thursday, you have a read-through, and Lorne Michaels is there, and all the writers and the crew. And then we go into Lorne's office, and we decide what's going to be in that show. And then sets are being built, and costumes are being made. And you start rehearsing the next day.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate your time. I know we're up against the clock, but before we go, I got to ask you, can you do anything with the rumors of Father of the Bride 3? I mean, is that bogus, or is this actually happening?
That's bogus.
Yeah, I've saw a bunch of sites reporting, and I was like, those are fake sites, so I wanted to see what you thought about that.
Yeah, no.
Would you be up for it if it happened?
You know, it's the kind of thing that, it's like, if you repeat a character, there's nothing wrong with repeating a character if there's a very good reason to repeat that character. So you'd have to see who is going to direct it.
Yeah.
You'd have to see who's going to write it.
Yeah.
And you'd have to know that Steve and Diane Keaton were part of it, and Kimberly Williams, etc.
Right. Well, let's focus on Maya and Marty for now. The finale's coming up on Tuesday, July 12th. We appreciate you taking the time, sir. We loved you. I think you were at the Kennedy Center Honors a couple years back doing
it. I was, for Tom Hanks.
Yeah, doing the song and dance. So,
yes, sir.
Was that a little bit of a foreshadowing of Maya and Marty for us DC folks if we tune in? We'll see something similar?
Well, I think that there's a lot of variety. There's a lot of things going on that show. You know, it's not just one thing, but there's certainly some song and dance as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks. We appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.